This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
And it rhymes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere. This is White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
Don't let life disrupt your zen. With Twinings new Matcha Super Blend, take a moment to recharge your body and mind. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blend's range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Matcha Super Blend has added manganese, which contributes to normal energy-yielding metabolism.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Avanik. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant. The Grantmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, available on YouTube. And joining me, as always, is a man who I just love so dearly. He is the wonderful and talented and ever so handsome, Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelorette podcast. I mean, he should be the next bachelor, you know? But he can roast himself. Hi, Ronnie.
Oh, Ben.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Good. How's it going, babe?
Great. I'm mostly recovered from our little trip to Vancouver. That was so fun. Thank you to everyone who came to our show. What a great crowd. You guys were awesome. You guys made us feel super loved up there in Canada.
Yeah, that was a really good time. We also got to see snow, which was crazy.
I dragged Ronnie through said snow, and I felt so bad. You were being such a good sport. I could tell you were so unhappy. When I was like, we're going to Tim Hortons. It's only four blocks away, and it was like five football fields away, and it was snowing.
I wasn't unhappy.
It was cold.
I was just like, I've just learned that you're like my husband. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I don't have a husband, but you're my work husband. And it's like, you want to go see Tim Hortons, you know? It's like, okay, I have to just be down, you know? Because if I did everything I wanted to do, we'd do nothing ever. So sometimes I just have to, like, say, you're going to get your Skechers wet. And that's just how, like, there's a bagel at the end of the rainbow.
I said to Ronnie, I was like, yeah, let's, I want to go to Tim Hortons because we're in Canada. And even though it's snowing, it'll be fine. It's close. And you go, okay. And I was like, oh shit, he doesn't want to do it at all. I'm dragging him right now.
Yeah, but if it's too dramatic, I just say no.
That's
bye,
true.
Have fun.
You are good for that. If you hit your limit, you will say no. But I appreciate you anyway coming with me to Tim Hortons.
That was fun. What a delicious bagel. I mean, it's just as depressing as the Dunkin' Donuts, you know, like the world of the Tim Hortons was literally sad. You know, there was like a girl who's probably 22 on meth outside begging for chains, dollops, whatever they throw at you. What are those things?
Toonies, loonies, dollops.
Loonies.
Maple syrup jars.
Yeah, so there was that girl. She was really sad, and I wanted to help her, but I didn't want her to get meth. And then I was like, oh, my God, you're turning into your mother. You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to use that for crack.
Well, the real problem was the lack of Uber in Vancouver. That's a real blight on the city, on an otherwise spectacular city. But we had a great time, and I think one of the reasons why we're talking about Tim Hortons and eating is because we're talking about Top Chef today. We're talking Top Chef because Atlanta wasn't on last night because the El Oscar, Oscaritos. So we're talking Top Chef. We're excited to talk about Top Chef. But before we dive into that, we, of course, should mention a few things. First of all, we're in D.C. next week. Sold out. Thank you, everyone. We're covering the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York City. If you didn't get the memo is being redelivered right now. Real Housewives of New York City. So get excited. The South by Southwest tickets have not gone on sale just yet, but they will be going on sale soon. We just emailed our people over there to be like, what's the deal? So hopefully we'll have that coming up soon. And then we're going directly from South by Southwest directly to Cincinnati, where our late show is sold out. Early show is still, we're doing like a happy hour show. It should be really fun. So there are tickets available for that. So come see us for happy hour in Cincinnati. We'll have a great, great, great time. And then, of course, we've got a million other cities. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for those. But for right now, let's just focus on Cincinnati and give ourselves a big old Cincinnati hug. If that is a, is that a thing? Is that a thing? Let's make it a thing.
We'll make it a thing. Cincinnati hugs. Hugs Cincinnati.
And also t-shirts. T-shirts. Those amazing Luann pop art t-shirts that Ronnie designed. People are starting to get them, and they look fabulous. Our own Richie.
Leggings are really what's the big wow factor here, guys. Get your Luann leggings. Well, just go to crappens.com. Even Luann herself loved them. Well, yeah. She liked the t-shirt because Richie wore it to her show, our listener Richie. And she was like, oh, I love the shirt.
Love the shirt. It's like me four times, which is how many times I'll be singing today at my two-hour show. Ha! Huh?
Yeah, so that, and we are recording this today on the TV Party app, so we're live streaming right now, so we see a lot of you guys. Hi. And if you want replays of this, it's on our Patreon, so go over there. Okay, let's stop fucking trying to sell stuff and just do recap.
Let's just celebrate that? Let's just celebrate Top Chef. How about that? So we, of course, have to start off with our weekly announcement. It used to be a once a season. It's weekly now. We love Gail Simmons. God, we love her so much. She's one of our favorite people on all of Bravo. We think she's wonderful and talented and smart and beautiful. And just like, we would just put her on a pedestal every day if we could. So that being said, our favorite thing to do is we like to pretend that Padma hates Gail. So if you're wondering why we're being so mean to Gail, we're not being mean to Gail. We just like to pretend that Padma is mean to Gail.
Yeah. I refuse to apologize anymore. So how about that? I'll just let Ben do it.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not apologizing. I'm just warning people.
I will no longer warn anybody.
Yeah. So this week's episode opens up with everyone like feeling super shocked and sad because Eddie went away. You know, they always act like someone just got shot in the head on this show. They're like, wow, Eddie, he was great, man. He didn't deserve that. But what can you do, you know? One moment you're like a chef, and another moment you're like literally buried in the dirt, you know?
Yeah, poor Eddie. And Kelsey's like, Eddie went home for literally a great dish, and that's just where we're at. No, he didn't. He went home for gelatinous chicken with like weird sauces on it. Okay? Yeah. I'm sick of gelatinous chicken, everybody on Top Chef. Stop it.
Yeah, she goes, it's terrifying. I mean, I know I could be easily next at any turn. I'm like, it's not terrifying. It's a competition. She's literally acting like they're like Padma's going to come around the corner with an axe. Okay, like it's not terrifying.
I feel like Padma is terrifying, though. And I think that Padma will come after you with an axe one day. And she'll, like, chop you very slowly.
Yeah. But she'll call it art.
My knife. Did you run into my knife 10 times? She's in Chicago by herself. And I like when Tom told, when Tom was doing the judging on Eddie, he's like, yeah, you know, Layla, Eddie's dish was pretty boring, and your dad wasn't a boring man. Like, this is, like, very literal.
Yeah.
Like you need a knockout, like a literal beat up dish, you know.
So speaking of Tom, he walks into their house. He's wearing like a little hat, and he walks in. He's like, hey guys, time to wake up. No more sleeping. You guys, what time is it? Last time I checked, it was like 8 a.m. Like, what are you guys, like a bunch of mixologists sleeping in till noon? What's going on here? Wake up, everyone.
Bet you saw this one coming. We're going to go down to the garden. Yeah, the only one who really saw that coming apparently was Sarah. Because everyone else just like buried some Tic Tacs and hoped they'd grow into something.
I know. They just ignored it. And Sarah, but you know that Sarah was probably so annoying about tending to her garden that they all probably didn't tend to their garden because Sarah was being so annoying about it. She's like, yeah, guys, yeah, my the peppers are really growing well. I'm really happy with them. They're looking real good. I prune, you know, because I do gardens all the time. Like, that's my thing. Like, I love a garden. I can do a garden. They're like, ugh. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not even
where I
down
come
there.
From, you know, we got gardens. So, you know, I got a garden, so I'm going to tend it. Anybody else want to tend your garden?
Hey, yeah.
Anyone garden's else want
like
to
my, laugh? You know, it's like my happy myself. Place. Like, I'm only happy when I'm in my garden. Am I right? Everyone's like, ugh, you're ruining gardening for us. We're just going to stay here on the couch.
You know that she's the type to walk around breakfast all dirty, smelling like soil, and being like, hey, you ready to put your stuff? Am I right, guys? All right.
Got some parsnips coming in. Yeah, they're called Kentucky parsnips. They're actually a special varietal. You know, varietal. I don't even know how to say the word. I'm trying to grow some hot browns. Course,
Kelsey's reaction to this is, of course, as expected. This morning might be the most shocking Top Chef moment of all time. I'm like, okay, Kelsey. Kelsey needs to stop overselling everything, including her own food. Okay, Kelsey.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Calm down. So it's the last quick fire in Kentucky, and I'm very sad because Tom's hosting it, and I love Tom, but I really like Padma to host my quick fires because she's really the snobbiest during them, you know? But she just like walks from table to table and passes very like quick, succinct, but like devastating judgment, you know?
Did you mean to grow the saddest vegetable I've ever seen?
Have you ever heard of a garden? No. It shows.
Well, it's funny that for the quickfire in place of Padma, they got someone named Weeda.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, she's a really good Weeda. Yeah. So Weeda comes out and she's this big giggly lady. And I immediately like her because she's the type who's like, I'm really into vegetables. But she's also like really into Ben and Jerry's. And look, I say you have to have a balance because that's how I am, too. I eat salad every day, but I also eat tons of cookies and ice cream. And, you know, I'm a very happy person.
Yeah, exactly. So the big thing with this quickfire is that we're going to be getting our Last Chance Kitchen returnee. It's going to be the last Chance Kitchen returnee. So we see like a quick like montage, and I really appreciate it. Oh, wait. Oh, excuse me. I'm getting my coffee delivery here. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Sorry, I left my iced coffee in the fridge, and...
Dom just danced his way in and out of that room.
Yeah, so I had to. Oh, he's still here.
And
I had to text him. I was like, "Can you bring me my iced coffee, please?" So he came in and did a song and dance. Another cook for the TV party people.
So Sarah's like, "Oh God, Weeda! I love Weeda. That Weeda invented food in Kentucky." She said something like that. I'm like, Sarah, poor Sarah. Like, she's really trying to sell Kentucky. Like, no one's moving to Kentucky, Sarah. Okay? You're just gonna love it. Enjoy your fucking garden friends.
Shut your mouth. Wow. We're getting engaged and married. We're eating in the castle of Versalilis.
The Last Chance Kitchen winner, apparently they had some sort of, like, Hidden Valley Ranch competition because there's, like, a lot of close-ups of ranch. Somewhere, like, Katie got, like, a lady boner. But the winner was
Cash Bar at her wedding.
The winner was Michelle, which made me happy because I was worried that Eddie was going to win.
Yeah, Michelle and her little sideways voice. Like, I'm really, really glad to be back, guys.
I'm so psyched to be back here. Tom goes, well, everyone, Last Chance Kitchen is closed for the season. Sort of like the future of a mixologist. Just closed. Done. Doors shut. Doors shut in every corner. You're just a mixologist now. Okay, great.
At least you have hope, unlike my son. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, you've grown your own garden, and you know, you reap what you sow, and I'm still trying to figure out what I sowed to reap a mixologist. So
apparently, I sowed. I guess that phrase, a bad seed, is totally correct because I must have sown a bad seed and reaped a mixologist.
Personally, it happens. Rather, it went totally bad seed, and he could have just drowned a girl at school, something like that.
It's kind of funny. It's funny because I used to call him the number one seed, like most likely to become an excellent chef in his father's footsteps. But you know, mixology is great, I'm sure. Although I don't know if I call it mixology if you're just putting some rum and daiquiri mix together at TGI Fridays. But hey, you know. To start.
First I thought he'd be the most likely to succeed. Now he's just most likely to suck. You know, took up the seed part. So thanks a lot, Garden.
I used to think he was most likely to succeed, and now he's just most likely to
sleep in till 2 p.m., I guess, huh? Yeah.
So they have to. They have 45 minutes to harvest their garden and make a vegetable forward dish. And we just like, let the vegetable shine.
Let the vegetable shine. Let all the leaves be in the splendor.
We just happy sitting there giggling.
And I'm just happy turning whatever she says into a Carly Simon song.
Let your hidden valley shine. So Tom's like, to make it more interesting, the winner wins 10 grand furnished by Katie's
furnished by someone who is a lot more successful than a mixologist. Furnished by someone who had some drive and started a company and rose to the top and decided to give $10,000 to the show because it's really no big thing for them, unlike a mixologist where $10,000 is basically 6 months' pay.
And then Sarah, of course, brags about her garden. She's like, I've kept up with my garden. Yeah, I pruned it, I weed it, got down there. You know, I think a dish is to cook. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But I kind of worry for her because that's what she says about everything, you know?
She does.
The biscuits. I make the best goddamn biscuits this side of the Mississippi. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, everything. Everything she brags about. I was afraid she was going to turn her garden into a sausage at this point, you know? I got a great sausage. At this point, I'm out of ideas, so I just made a sausage. That's kind of her go-to now also.
A sausage just grew out of the ground.
Yeah. So, so there's like various chatter. Adrian is happy because she has a lot of squash and she was raised on a farm in Connecticut. And then Michelle had a garden growing up. There's like a lot of like uninteresting stories about gardens and planting and things like that that happened.
There really is. And the people's personal stories are getting out of hand at this point because we've learned from Food Network that part of what they have to do when you're a chef on TV is like have a personal connection.
Yeah.
So you can't just like Fritos. You have to like Fritos because your meemaw died and the last thing she wanted to eat was a Frito.
Yeah.
Some dramatic reason to need a Frito. And so we're getting that, but they are out of stories, okay? They've made so many dishes that they're just out of story. Michelle's like, well, I like blankets.
So, like, this is appropriate because it's, I guess you call it a bed, right? And I like blankets. So, meanwhile, they are also still being, like, totally as pretentious as usual because Justin, he's like, I'm going to do a progressive radish tasting menu. I'm like, please stop. Please, no. No, 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 no. I do not accept a progressive radish tasting menu.
Progressive radish menu? Please go home. Like, I'm officially fucking done with you, okay? I was done with you with your hipster hats. Then I was done with you with your hipster beard. Then I was done with you with your hipster, like ironic long armpit hair when you were in that hot tub.
I know. Thank you for mentioning that. Because I feel like we never really addressed that. I almost feel like we were trying to take the high road. But now when you mention, like, a progressive radish tasting menu, I'm sorry, that pit hair, that's on the table now, pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. Okay,
yeah, how about a progressive shaving party for your pits mainly? Yeah. Facial hair, I'm fine with.
Armpit hair in rate, like when it's just out of control, like I get that that's how they did in the 70s and you're like trying to be a hipster and stuff, but we're not in the 70s, okay? Yeah. That's it. Central air and short armpit hair.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a straight guy thing. Straight guys don't think about that stuff. So they all come inside and they're all cooking and Sarah starts talking about how she just like loves summer squash and she loves a Bialdi it's just like, she's just like jerking off over her zucchini basically, which is exciting.
Sarah was the only one who really gardened and she's like, well, you can pickle dirt, boys. God, Sarah.
I missed her. I didn't think I heard her say that. So Kelsey's gonna do a fried green tomato and Eric is like doing a gazpacho and Michelle's like in the corner talking about how I have a lot of respect for that little radish. It's a small radish, but I have a lot of respect for it and it just gets me so excited to see that radish. I mean, can't you see how excited I am? I'm like jumping out of my skin over that little radish.
Reminds me of when my grandma was a gangster and shot somebody. Yay, radish.
That little radish is almost as badass as my grandmother, who used to have a torrid love affair with El Chapo. That's all. Meanwhile, Adrian's like, for my dish, I'm going to be making a walk through the garden salad. I'm like, why is that making me mad right now?
Like, I'm already mad at the progressive radish tasting menu. Like, why are you doing this to me, right? A walk through the garden. That's not a salad. That's not a thing. A walk through the garden
salad.
A walk
through the garden. How about you get your feet out of my salad? That would be great.
She's like, you know, it's just a salad where it's like, you know, like you're walking through a garden. You pick this thing and this thing and this thing. I'm like, that's called a salad. It's a salad.
Yeah. That's called just throwing whatever's around into a fucking dish, which I guess is what you're supposed to do. But they, you know, like it's the last quick fire in Kentucky and they have to make a salad. That's like the lamest thing ever. And they're all trying to really make it exciting, you know?
I know. So.
And then Weta, what does Weta even want? Okay. Like she doesn't even want anything interesting. Fucking Weta's just like, wow, you really let the vegetable shine. That means you cut up a carrot and you put it on a plate with nothing else on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like what's the point of even having a cooking show? That's what I say. I'm very angry. It's a Monday. I don't know. I'm too angry.
I'm angry for no reason, and I'm happy about it. I think it's like Oscars. I think something about the Oscars got into me today.
Well, I'm literally mad that I didn't win an Oscar. I'm not even in movies. I don't even make an effort. I don't even write anything or do anything. Yeah. I'm like mad that I didn't win. I'm like, why did Spike Lee win? I should have won. What about me? What about Ronnie history?
I'm honestly still really mad at those three people who won for makeup. But like maybe we'll talk about that in the bonus episode. But they really made me mad. So so at one point during the cooking, Kelsey grabs like a pot that's like blazing hot. And she's like, somebody left a boiling hot pot and the handle was hot and I burned myself. And Michelle's like, oh, that was me. I called it out, but I assumed everyone heard. It's
I called it. It was the top of my voice. I was yelling like right now.
Yeah. Like, can't you hear me? I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I assume everyone could hear this. And Kelsey's like, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm like, you're specifically blaming it. If you're not blaming anyone, why are you announcing it? Is this supposed to be just like a point of interest for people while they're cooking?
I'm just on. It doesn't matter who did it. If I lose, it's not anyone's fault but Michelle's.
But I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just setting a scene. Did you mean to take a commercial break right now?
Right. Phone off. Mirror check. Get out there and glow. With Twinings new Glow Super Blend, feel great from the inside out. A tasty strawberry and cucumber flavored green tea with aloe vera and added biotin. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blend's range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Glow has added biotin, which contributes to the maintenance of normal skin and hair.
Oh, and then Justin says another thing that just,
I know.
Look,
I know what
Justin
you're going to say
really
I wrote it down also.
Justin's aggravating the fuck out of me.
I wrote it down also.
He's like, you know what I did? I'm going to hit it with salt because it brings all the flavors together. I'm like, everyone puts salt on their feet.
I know. I wrote the exact same thing down. I'm like, is this like a brave new technique, adding salt?
He's like, I'm going to hit it with some pressure salt. Top chef.
Wow, this progressive radish tasting menu is really going to blow their minds.
Yeah. Salt. Oh, it actually does. The Justin cookbook, salt.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't do the fat, acid, and heat part. It's just salt.
Yeah.
So now it's time for tasting. So Eric does his green tomato and coconut soup, and Weta's like, yeah, it was good. Just it should have been more vegetable forward, which I'm like, it's a tomato soup. I don't know.
And Tom's like, I don't remember coconut powder or coconut juice or whatever being in the garden. So it didn't grow that, right? Don't see any palm trees. Whoop.
Nope. Coconuts. Sort of the thing that I think of when I think of my son trying to make some sort of tropical drink over at TGI Fridays. He's like, Dad, where's the coconut milk? I need to make a pina colada. And I'm like, that's not even a pina colada. And I just shake my head and cry a little bit. Yeah, you know what
Put
happens.
The rum in the coconut and mix it all up, huh? Wow, you lose.
So Kelsey's like, I made fried green tomatoes because my grandma loved them and put them in the freezer and we'd have fried green tomatoes.
And Weeze is like, wow, good. And Tom's like, oh, the ricotta tasted like toe dirt. They got copper between my teeth and I want to kill myself. Yeah. So thanks.
Why did we even come to Kentucky in the first place to eat this shit? So Michelle's like, I made a poached egg with purslane. And Weeze is like, oh my God, Purslane is one of my favorites, and most people don't even think it's edible. You can just imagine Padma just leaning in. Sorry, I'm not in this competition, but let me tell you something about purslane not being edible. Gail loves it. I mean, she thinks anything's edible, right? She'll eat drywall if she needs to. Am I right, everyone?
Purslane, or as I like to call it, the vegetable Gail that puts Hershey syrup all over. So then Adrian's like, yeah, it's here to baby summer squash, tons of vegetables. And Tom's like the acid. And Weeda is like, yeah, you know what's funny? The blossom on the cucumber is better than the cucumber. It is always the craziest thing. You realize that.
What's the deal with the cucumber blossom? Am I right, everyone? Dun-ka-dun-ka-dun. So the other day I was like walking home and I was like, I'm going to have a cucumber. And then there's like a blossom attached to it. I was like, whoa, get it? And then I ate it and I was like, this is better than the cucumber. What's the deal?
Weeda.
Next week on
Weeda. Instead of Seinfeld, it's just Weeda. And Padma comes sliding in very slowly as Kramer. Like, did you leave your front door unlocked, Weeda?
Are you still the master of your domain, Weeda? Not that there's anything wrong with it. Yes, everything's wrong with it. What am I saying?
Gail's like, the only thing I really like is muffin tops. People need to come out with a restaurant for just muffin tops. Don't you have enough muffin top, Gail?
Gail, might I recommend the big salad? No soup for you, Gail.
So Weeza's like, wow, who is she to? Oh, Tom. So Tom tells Sarah, he's like, well, you know, Sarah gets the blue ribbon for actually taking care of her garden. I mean, that's a nice change, guys. And then the music goes, shing! Like, that was, like, such a sick burn. And then we just like, I really like those cherry tomatoes. They popped. And I was like, wow, for someone who likes vegetables, Weeda doesn't seem to eat too many cherry tomatoes. They always pop, Weeda.
I know. That's kind of the thing with them. Yeah. So then Justin gives his radish chard salad, which I guess he moved away from the progressive radish tasting menu, and he just did this radish thing, and they all really like it. So now it's time to announce the favorites and the least favorites. So the least favorites, Eric, not veg forward, Kelsey, not veg forward, and Michelle, the vegetables really took the back seat.
Yeah.
There was no joke there. I was just stating the facts. Just stating Weeda's point of view.
I was drinking coffee, sorry.
I know, like, I saw. As soon as I finished, I was like, oh, he's sipping. So the top were Adrian, Sarah, and Justin, and the winner was Justin, which is very exciting. The progressive radish menu did him well. And then Tom is like, well, guys, now it's time to announce where the finals are going to be this year. We're taking you to Macau. And Padma's like, wait, we're going to Gale? How is that possible? Oh, Macau, not my cow. Sorry.
And Kelsey's like, little suck not see there, Justin. Whoever. So, which actually she got right.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. She was just kidding because Justin's like, God, I hope I make it. I really want to go to Macau. She's like, yeah, it's going to be real sad not to see you there, Justin. I was like, ha-ha. Psychic Kelsey. Fried green psychic tomatoes. So then we see a guy on a horse. Why did I write that down? I don't know.
It was
so
stirring.
Padma is now at the Keeneland Sales Pavilion, the world's most prestigious auction house. And she's still with Weeda.
Yeah. And she goes, chefs, for your final elimination competition here in Kentucky, we want you to make a dish that's inspired by your own pedigree, a thank you dish to your mentor, something that would impress them and show them what you've learned. And by the way, your mentor has to be a real person, not Mrs. Butterworth, Gail.
Yeah. Sorry, Gail. Little Debbie was busy.
Sorry, Debbie. We tried to call Mrs. Fields, but she wasn't available.
So they start talking about who their mentors are and stuff. And I mean, I don't really know who anybody is. I just know their reactions to them. And Justin's like, you know, my guy is my Yoda. Like, he showed me I could be a tough chef, but also a really good person. And I was like, that's why I don't like you.
Yeah.
It's that struggle to be a good person when you're just a shithead. Just be a shithead. We can all tell you're a shithead. It's not like you're hiding that much.
He also called himself an incredible person. He just like declared that he was an incredible person. But my favorite part was that when he does this whole thing about JD is Yoda, taught me to be tough, and taught me to be an incredible person, and just cuts to Padma, she goes, nice. I'm sorry I wasn't listening. It's basically that's what she was doing. Still trying to come up with my next sick gal burn.
Yeah, and then Kelsey's like, well, Gavin is the first chef I work for at Balloon, and he's called me Bama. And I was like, I don't know. Kelsey gets on my nerves, too, and I don't know why. You know Kelsey's done nothing but be kind.
Yeah.
And complain about her hand and then come up with stupid stories for dishes. I don't like that she put really hard popcorn, candied popcorn, in a banana pudding. I would have killed the bitch. I mean, I just had crowns done. So I'm still traumatized.
Yeah.
And I also, why am I also mad at her? I forgot. You see, how many reasons I don't have to hate Kelsey, but I'm hating her right now.
Was it because of her biscuits? Did she do something with biscuits? I feel like she had something with biscuits that she did something with biscuits that pissed you off. Or her kid.
No, I think it all started when she was like, I'm the only chef here who's had a child on purpose, or whatever she said.
Yeah, you hated
that.
Which
is probably a total misquote, but I'm still like totally mad at her. Like, I don't know. I equate it with like a struggle with Planned Parenthood. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
It's okay. There. Live through it. I think you're entitled to listen. If anyone can get mad at a single offhand comment on a reality show and then, like, bitch about it for seasons to come, it's me. So I totally support you being mad at Kelsey because she said she was the only one who had a child on purpose.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, yeah, so we learned all the mentors. So Adrian's getting Chris Coombs. Kelsey's getting Gavin Kaysen. Michelle is getting Kim Alter. Sarah is getting David Posey. And Eric is getting Brian Voltaggio. Those are the people.
Didn't
that
you get mad that he had a Volt brother? I was like, oh, Eric.
I know.
I like could, you, Eric.
Who was the other Voltaggio? Michael Voltaggio? Yeah. So he got the boring one. He got the boring Voltaggio, of course.
And also he staged at the restaurant, which I know is like a prestigious way to say it, but it's still working for free.
Yeah. It's an internship. Well, yeah. I mean, when you're an intern, that's when you need a mentor the most.
I guess so. But yeah. I say pay your interns. Okay. This is child labor. I'm imagining Eric as a child working for
Now for the fun part. We throw marshmallows at Gail.
Gail's a s'more machine. So she's like, the winner will receive 10 grand furnished by Visit Lexington. I just like how Fatima says everything. I know.
She says it with like, she always says it with that smile. Like, bet you didn't see that one coming. $10,000 furnished by Hidden Valley Ranch, everyone. Yes, yes.
Kelsey's like, I've been to a horse auction and I've been to a cow auction, but I've never been to a food auction.
Like, yeah.
So their
big thing is that they have to, they have $500 to spend at this auction for ingredients. And then the rest they get to use to purchase ingredients at Whole Foods. So don't eddy it up, people. Okay.
So the food starts coming out with the auctioneer, and Sarah's like, I need that ham. And I was like, God, if she had a nickel. I just imagine Sarah walking right before Christmas shopping, like, I need that ham. Like, Sarah's the kind of person that you see on the news who they get in fights in grocery stores over like Christmas hams.
Yeah, she is. She definitely would be. She would probably be a terror on Black Sunday, a Black Friday. Black Sunday too, whatever that is.
I need that ham. The Sarah story.
Yeah, she's just barreling through. Because you know she pushes through the crowd. You know she's the one who starts pushing people through the door at Walmart.
Yes.
Know?
I wouldn't push you if you weren't standing there.
Exactly. So first up is a rabbit. And the auctioneer's like, hey, the rabbit, $85, $75, $85, $85, $90, rabbit. And like no one's going for it. Padma's like already very upset about this, that no one's like doing the auction properly. No one wants the rabbit. No one. Okay, Nilu, take this one up to Gail. Next, ham. Okay. It's like $85. And they kept on like buying all this. Like there was like no, I felt like this was going to be like a whole big thing, but everyone was just sort of like not competing. So everyone was buying
stuff.
No one
was really having a lot of fun with it. But guess who was being annoying during the whole thing? His name is Justin. Okay. Oh. He was in the back going, like, okay, Justin,
what?
You can stop. You didn't hear him the whole time the auction was going. They're like, ham, nah, ham. And he's like,
I think that was the guy who was working at the auction, who every time someone bid for something, there was a guy, eh.
I thought that was Justin. Okay, I'm going to pretend it's Justin just so I can still be mad at Justin. Yeah. It feels good. It feels good to have some Monday anger.
Some anger.
I don't need to understand
some misplaced
where it's coming
anger
from.
At the auctioneer assistant who was like calling
feels
out
great.
The bids.
Right.
You're like, Justin, what a dick Justin is, pretending like he works at the auction. Like, and all of a sudden, Justin's sitting up there above Pama, like calling out prices. Like, who do you think you are, Justin? It's like,
I just kept writing, I hate Justin. Ep. I hate him. Ep. I hate him. Ep. Ep. Ep.
So, of course,
okay,
they,
sorry,
like,
Justin, I take it back. But so, I stick to my long armpit hair hatred.
So Sarah gets a ham for like $85, and like Eric gets a Wagyu beef thing for $85. I mean, and like there was a giant thing of caviar for $95. Like, it was like the most benign auction, and everything was going for so cheap. But you know what they did fight over? Fucking radishes. Like, the radish comes out, and they're like $10, $15, $30, $40, $50. And they were like paying for radishes. And Padma was just, I don't know if you saw Padma, she just started laughing. She just was like watching, like, these idiots, oh my god, they're auctioning out for a radish.
I didn't write down any auction stuff because it reminds me of the Hunger Games, you know? I just want to eat something. I don't want to have to fight for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so anyway, so ultimately, the big takeaway is that Adrian wound up spending $95 on asparagus.
Yeah, but then she was the one who needed to buy duck because they didn't have duck, so she had to save up her money for Whole Foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord knows, you think the auction's expensive. Wait till you get to Whole Foods. They're really going to fuck you.
So when the auction's done, Padma's like, chefs, in addition to Tom, Wida, Graham, and your mentors, my dear friend Gail Simmons will be joining us. And Kelsey's...
Mystery, will she be wearing a terrible Gale pattern? Just kidding, mystery solved. Sarcom off the plane.
Kelsey's like, is she bringing the baby? And Pam's like, probably not. Apparently infants are scared of carelessly burned hands, Kelsey.
Not blaming anyone. Not blaming anyone.
How's that hand doing anyway?
So then we go over to Whole Foods, and I don't know. People shop at Whole Foods. I don't know. Sometimes, why do we write down this stuff? People are shopping for Whole Foods stuff. Like, oh, I'm looking for mushrooms because Chris loves mushrooms. And duck, 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 duck. So Kelsey, the big drama here is that Kelsey cannot afford all the clams.
Well, she doesn't want to spend the time to get like fresh crabs, and she doesn't want to break them down. So she decided to get jumbo lump crab instead.
Clams?
Kelsey?
Because that is way worse. Yes, she got clams. And that's way worse, canned clams, because there's shells crushed up all in them.
I could have sworn.
And also, who gets far in Top Chef and buys canned clams? What do you...
I'm pretty sure it was crab, Ronnie. I'm pretty sure it was lump crab. But she did pick up a can either way. It was canned.
Okay.
a really intense clam versus crab moment. I just don't want people to be messaging us afterwards, be like, by the way, guys, it was crab.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that was a moment. That was a no but, not yes that and. Was,
hey, I don't give a fuck moment. Maybe it was a crab clam in a can. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it was both things. Maybe a crab met a clam. And then they wanted to make out, but everyone said, no, you can't, because you're from one side of town. You're from the other side of town. But they did anyway. And they had a big musical about it. And then they both die at the end. What do I know?
The clams and the crabs. It's just... From the producers of West Side Story comes West Lump Story. Crabs and love. Crabs and clams. Clamio and Crabiette. I wish I could really see the TV party comments right now, because I feel like people are like, what are you guys talking about right now?
Said, Ronnie, you stupid motherfucker. Shut your fucking mouth already. Oh my God, that was rude. Just kidding. No one said that. Okay, so Kelsey's like, one day at Blue's, I got a chance to cook a family meal. And so I called my mother immediately, because every story has to have something with your mother or your grandmother, or you'll lose Top Chef. Okay, they've learned that. So she's like, I called my mother immediately, and I said, how to make that gumbo, mama? And so she told me, and we would set crab traps, and I don't have time for that. So, you know, I'm going to do the canned lump crab. I was like, this doesn't – I put crab this time.
There we go.
In my notes.
There we go. See, so you know what? You it worked out.
Myself. See, Ben, sometimes you just have to wait for me to self-correct.
You know what? I have to be less. It's like in nature when you see a little bird that has like fallen out of the nest and is like struggling. Don't help it. Let it figure out how to fly on its own.
Yeah, because then this mother will never touch it again.
I'm really glad we had a resolution on that crab situation there.
Dead bird in the middle of the forest. Thanks.
you're a crab bird.
The boys are running around yelling. Justin's still running around yelling. And Kelsey's like, I literally cannot. Okay?
Justin, meanwhile, he's making a quick kimchi. Now, I know that a quick kimchi is a thing. It's like a quick pickle and everything. But like, it's like a kimchi takes like... It takes like several days to ferment, like days and days. Some people would do it ferment for like 2 weeks. Like, why are you doing this to yourself, Justin? Why? I just get mad when people do that on Top Chef. Normally this takes me 2 days, but I'm going to be crazy and do it in 2 hours. Like, why do you do that? It's stressful for us. It's dumb for you. Why?
Yeah, my mom is still convinced. Like, she's a chef, but she won't watch Top Chef because she's convinced it's fake. Because when I was making her watch it in season 2, Tiffany made gnocchi in 20 minutes. And my mom's like, that is absolute bullshit. That's not even possible for that to happen. The show is fake. I'll never watch it again. And that's what I think. I always think of my mom's voice ripping through my head when people are like that. It takes 2 days. I'm not going to do it in 2 minutes. Like, it's not a goal-oriented thing. It's not like I'm lazy because I can't make it in 2 minutes. It's because you can't make it in 2 minutes.
She's a Top Chef truther. That's what she is.
Yes. So, let's see. Play on gumbo.
Yeah, so Eric...
Deep respect for the classics. And also to use pot grabby things. And also to call when things are too hot on the stove. Not that I'm blaming anyone, Michelle.
Well, I have to say, I gotta hand it to my mama for giving me this recipe. I mean, I can only hand it to her with one hand, because the other hand is burned. Not blaming anyone, Michelle. Not blaming anyone.
Not your fault. So Eric is making a plantain puree, and he has Sarah try it, and he's like, is this good? And she's like, I would say it needs acid, but I don't know the tradition of your food. For all I know, you're just plain Jane, you know, out of your brain. What the hell do I know? Ask Justin. He's heard about salt.
All I know is I'm taking this Iberico ham, and I'm grinding it up, because who gets to do that? I'll tell you who gets to do that. Someone who pruned her garden well. Blue ribbon for me. For me, I got the blue ribbon, garden ribbon.
Get off the grinder. Oh, yeah, I'm finding where you are with Sarah.
I'm just like in the middle. I'm in the middle of the cooking. To me, the cooking is like one big mishmash of things happening, you know?
Yeah. So then Kelsey, she's talking about her crab, and so she has to dig through all the crab in a canned crab, that she has to dig through it and get the shells. And then Michelle's like super panicked, and you can tell because she goes, I'm panicked that the salmon is overcooked. That could ruin my whole dish.
I see the protein starting to come out of the salmon, and it's almost like the emotions pouring out of me at top volume, just screaming. I'm like, get that fucking salmon out of the oven right there. I mean, people were scared.
So they get to the judge. We see the judges being seated, and Gail is here. And Padma's like, Gail, we're so glad you're back. You've got a thank you note here from Laura Ashley. The stock in terrible patterns just went up again.
Congratulations on the new baby. You must be starving. Although I guess that's you all the time. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Bless her heart. You can take a joke, Gail, can't you?
Congratulations on having the first baby who is able to eat solids right out of the womb. Shocker, Gail.
So, everyone, I want to also give a toast to our last meal here in Kentucky. Oh, so sorry, Gail. I guess you missed the whole season, didn't you? Oh, well.
So, Michelle's judge is like, I know Michelle. She's going to do great. And Padma's like, yeah, she's a quiet storm. And the judge is like, yeah, she's just in her shell. Yes, a quiet storm.
Quiet storm, sort of like Gail going through her pantry looking for a handy snack. Am I right, everyone? Quiet storm.
So Michelle comes out first, and she's like,
I made a low-roasted salmon with crispy skin and porridge. And get to bed.
I want the dish
to be... Speak up, honey!
I want the dish to be feminine, but also to show respect to the vegetables. And Gail goes, the way she described it was exactly how I felt about it. And Pam is just like, indigestion, bowel movements. What was it, Gail?
I like Milu better. That's my opinion. Gail's like, you know, it felt feminine. It felt balanced. The bone marrow, the citrus. What a gorgeous combo. And I love that Gail comes back with, oh, geez, I'm throwing my stuff all over the house. But Gail comes back just like a little spitfire, ready to give every judgment she can. I was like, you go.
Yeah, I like that. Graham's like, you know, I just thought the vinaigrette was too rich. I'll tell you what's too rich. Gail coming back for our last competition and thinking that she's still a full-time judge. That's rich. That's rich. Bless her heart.
Person with the white glasses.
Gail, I'd like to introduce you to our replacement judge for you. It's a lesbian named Graham.
She wears different glasses depending on the challenge. Isn't that rich?
Isn't that rich? It's nice to see someone finally make an effort. Oh, sorry. No offense, Gail.
So they liked hers, obviously. So then Gavin is the next guest judge. And he's like, you know what I tell my chefs? If you give them nothing, they give you nothing. But if you give them 150%, they're going to give you 150%.
I was like, oh. Shut up, sir. That's not how reciprocity works. If you give someone 99%, then you give 99% back. How about that? Don't be like you get zero back. That's not going to motivate someone to give you the extra 1% to get to the 100%. Like, that's just not how it works, okay, Gavin? So Kelsey serves her gumbo, and Pamela goes, good job. And Kelsey's like, thanks. She's like, oh, I guess you didn't hear my sarcasm. Let me try that again. Good job.
And Gail's like, the fiery pepperiness, it just took me by surprise. I was like, Gail's way too excited to be here. She's had too much.
To be fair, a potato can take Gail by surprise. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Bless her heart.
So Chris is like, yeah, that crab meat had shells, but it was a nice balance. And Kelsey's like, damn it. So then Adrian comes out and why did I say? Oh, she has too much on her dish and she didn't get to clean really well.
It's all sloppy. So,
yeah. And she's like, he likes beautiful plates and these look like shit. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. I also like that since she was serving duck, she told those servers, she's like, duck face forward, which I just was imagining all the servers coming out doing duck face. Ooh, I'm like Bill from New Jersey.
So he's like, yeah, I wish the plate was wiped. And she's like, damn it. So then Tom's like, is this a spice level you like, Chris? And he's like, no, but it was pretty rough. Oh, no. Adrian.
I know. Poor Adrian. He's like, I could have eaten it blindfolded and known it was Adrian's. Blindfolded. Oh, that's like when we play Pin the Twizzler on Gail. So
that Justin's chef is what he told us he was, because he's like, you know, here's what I'll say about Justin. He is very kind to people. We know. He's already told us he's an amazing person.
He's an incredible guy. Like me. I taught him how to be incredible. Like me. It's like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
So Justin's whole issue is that he finishes too quickly, so he has to put his food under the heat lamp, and like one side is like a crudo and one side is non-crudo. So it's just like heat lamp, not a good look. It's for 5 minutes in, under the heat lamp. So he serves his stuff and Padma, she's like, Justin, what did you make today, and how is this a love letter to your mentor? And then she just starts laughing. She's like, I don't know why I say these ridiculous things. I just think it's funny that Gail is here. Look at her. Look.
Yeah,
got a little crumb on her chin.
Every time someone does something two-way, I wish they just did it one way. Just do it one way really well, you know? Well, one drink at a time, as I always say. One side is bland, and the other side's cold and getting greasy. So, you know, I don't know what to say there.
Every time I say that someone should do something two ways, it's like why do things two ways? It's sort of like my son, who's like a mixologist / ironic ventriloquist. Like, what is that? Two? No, stick to one. Fail at one thing, not two.
Right. Not that. So then Volt is there for Eric, and he's like, you know, this guy hasn't worked for me since 2013, but I guess he stood out. You know, he was fine. And Tom's like, well, you know, you try to emulate people, but this guy's not. He's just sticking to his food. It's very exciting, you know?
Last week we had Fufu. Milu, what do you want to say about Fufu? It's like, I'm down, Tom. Okay.
Gail's like, well, you know, I didn't have the Fufu, but my instinct tells me it probably should have been formed into a pot sticker. I would have liked that. So Tom's like, yeah, he's just been sticking to his food. It's exciting. It's really exciting. I really appreciate him sticking to his food, unlike an ungrateful son who one day wants to be a bass player, and then next thing you know, he's a mixologist, and tomorrow he's probably just going to be a pro racquetball player, whatever that is. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
So Padma's like, I've had a lot of Voltaggio's food on the show, and this tastes nothing like his food. How is this related at all?
I ask myself that every day, Padma. Every day.
And every Eric's like, day. Well, I just was trying to do deconstruction and then reconstruction. Tom's like, well, you know, the grants are beautiful and the meat's beautiful, but there needs to be other elements.
I would suggest Fufu, wouldn't you, Nilu?
Yeah.
That's Fufu.
Not Nilu. But yes, Fufu would be nice, yes. So Tom's like, you know, there needs to be fresh elements, and I just don't think this is a fully realized dish, sort of like the field of mixology, like not a fully realized plan, you know, just something like that.
So then Sarah's mentor is there, and she's like, well, Sarah was always reading, which was very inspiring. I'm not surprised she made it this far. Readers, great chefs.
Yeah.
So Sarah made an olive oil poached sea bass, which sounds really good.
Yeah, and Tom's like, you know, in this age of hyper powerful food and umami bombs, it's great to see something subtle, everything in balance. It's nice subtlety. And Pam was like, hear that, Gail? Subtle, balance. Remember that next time you're shopping at Kohl's. Balance and subtlety. Bless her heart.
And Weeda's like, to see a Kentucky person come back to Kentucky and open a restaurant in Kentucky, it just shows where we are in this country. It's like,
we are getting lucky in Kentucky. It's happening.
I don't know what that means, but when she said, all I could take from it, when she's like, that shows you where we are in this country, I'm like, yeah, you could be brilliant and talented and still have to move back in with your parents. Okay?
Yeah.
Where we are. Let's take care of ourselves, America. So judge people.
Yeah, now it's judging, and they're like, chefs, there is one clear winner today. Weeda, you look like you're about to be out of breath, but could you just say who won? And Weeda's like, oh my god. The winner, I'm so happy to say. It's Sarah. It's Sarah. It's Sarah.
I'm so proud. And when you said you were serving us soup eads,
would she serve her? I wrote soup eads. I don't know what that means.
Sea bass, maybe?
No, it's like some kind of vegetable, something that she used.
Purslane? I don't know.
Sarah's like, I did it. I'm the last one in Kentucky, and now I get to go to Macau. I've done my state prep.
She's like the captain to me.
I know.
I feel like I'm doing her differently, but I guess it's just really the captain from below.
It is. Well, congratulations, Sarah. Not so bad for someone who uses waffle mix.
And Gail's like, each bean, the fresh fish, that perfect consomme, I just wanted to slurp it. You did just slurp it, Gail. Well, exactly. I wanted to. It was embarrassing, Gail.
Gail, you still have 3 stains on your chest while you're slurping. Bless her heart.
Gail's the reason they invented boba straws, just so you know.
There's not much that Gail doesn't want to slurp. To be fair, bless her heart.
So then they move over to the worst dishes. Madman's like, Justin, you've heard us saying that a duo could hurt you. Why did you let the duo hurt you?
Justin, I mean, how many times do I have to tell you? A duo could work against you. Just look at Gail and Nilu. Terrible choices.
Nice try, ladies.
Pamela just goes over to Gail and tries to rip her face off. I know you're under there, Nilu, and look, I'll expose you. Like, Padma, you're scratching my chin. Hold on. Oh, wow, it looks like she may have outgrown her mask. Hold on one second, everyone. I'm going to reveal it. Here she is. Padma, stop it.
So next they move on to Adrian, whose plate was a mess. And Tom's like, the duck was good, but whoa, what an ugly plate. And Graham's like, hi, I'm Graham.
guy with white glasses. I also say things on this show. And they're like, hi, Graham. He's like, so did you only spice one side of your meat? What was that about? Because you said something about spice mixtures. Both sides of the meat weren't spiced. I like when Graham gets something in his craw and he just gets so upset about it.
I know.
And she's like, yeah, you caught me there. And he's like, yeah, but didn't get a lot of spice. We're like, okay, Graham, let it go. Yeah. So then Kelsey's like, I really wanted a gumbo like I made. Because one day I got to make family dinner. And I said, I'm going to call my mama because mama made gumbo. We used to set crab traps. I called my mom and I cried. It's like, shut up, Kelsey. Okay. It was good. Calm down.
Yeah. And then Padma's like, by the way, Kelsey, I should let you know that Chris got a little shell in his. How does that make you feel? Terrible, I hope, right? Terrible, terrible. Do you feel terrible? The shell. Let me remind you again. There was shell. Is that because you burned your hand? Because you're being foolish, Kelsey?
Your dish was beautiful and rich, like me. That's all I needed to say.
She goes, Michelle, how does it feel to be back? And Michelle goes, amazing. I'm a fighter.
I really feel great. This has really been a dream come true for me, so great to be here. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And Gail's like, fish was flawless. The skin was crackery. And Graham's like, yeah, that came through in your philosophy of using everything. You know, you can tell there's a real connection to what you're making. She's like,
yeah. thanks, guys. This has been the most exciting day of my life, so thanks.
I can't believe how fired up I am right now. So now it's like, now they're like talking about it. They're deliberating. You know, they're saying that Michelle's was perfectly executed, and had good consistency or whatever. They like a lot of the stuff. They thought Eric's grains were really good, but he needed to go, deeper. They thought Adrian's was a great idea, but with bad follow through. And so ultimately though, they had all this discussion. They like Justin's sauce work, but obviously he like is more creative than Adrian, but he messed up, etc. So they discussed
it. I just wish we could bring them all to McGale.
It's a shame. It's a shame. So I think we have our answer. Gail, you're eliminated. Congratulations, you five.
Congratulations. You win the prize of, and take Neelu with you.
Gail, we'll send you a box from Macau. We'll make sure it has fried crabs, rice, and SARS. Enjoy.
So Padma's like, Justin's sauce work was interesting in a good way, but the fish was so delicate. And we just like, well, he was more creative than that other boring girl. And Gail's like, but does creativity count if the creative stuff isn't good, does it? And so then they've got their answer. And then we get Tom's monologue at the end. He's like, you know, chefs, after 16 seasons, I tell you what I get out of this. I see the future of our industry, and it's strong. Unfortunately, one of you is probably going to decide you like Tito's more than steaks. Yeah. So, Padma?
Padma, will you say it? Justin, you're terrible. Goodbye. It basically was what it was.
Justin, you smell like yesterday. Pack your knives and go.
Justin, here's a progressive radish idea for you. Follow the radishes out the door. Bye.
And he takes it really well, which makes me want to like him, but I just can't. And so then everyone's like super psyched. Kelsey doesn't even point out, like, I was right, I'm psychic, I knew he was gonna leave. But I pointed it out, Kelsey, you're psychic, and you knew he was gonna leave, so well done.
Yes, and then we see scenes from next week, which is only important because we see Padma bite into something and be like, and then she goes, if you were trying to burn my palate, you succeeded. You dumb bitch.
The first flogging we see on Top Chef.
She's pushed to her limit.
And that brings us to the end of Top Chef. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. TV Party, thank you so much for being here. If you want a video replay of this, just go on our Patreon. And don't forget to buy your tickets for our upcoming live shows. Go over to watchwhatcrappens.com. You can find ticket links, t-shirt links, really hot pictures of us. Yeah. I mean, come on, guys.
super.
We sure love you. Oh, and if you want to see the Luann shirts in action, we made a video and it's on our Instagram page. Watch what crappens.
One of our listeners, Jessica, she shot a little video of herself dancing around in the leggings and it was so amazing. We just had to put it up there. So thanks, Jessica, for dancing around.
Gorgeous. So everybody, thanks so much. We sure love you. We will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
It's a great rhymes.
Idea. Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere. This is White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
Right. Phone off. Mirror check. Get out there and glow. With Twinings new Glow Super Blend, feel great from the inside out. A tasty strawberry and cucumber flavoured green tea with aloe vera and added biotin. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blend's range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Glow has added biotin, which contributes to the maintenance of normal skin and hair.